Well, let's switch over to Cairo, welcoming political analyst Mr. Yahya Ghanem. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Ghanem, now, saying that Hillary Clinton, U.S. Secretary of State, is actually in Cairo to try to help speed up the transition from the military to a civilian government, how likely is that the reason that she's there?
Well, it's very difficult to say, and it's very difficult to foresee what's going to come up ahead in the near future. I guess that there is a clear struggle power within the high echelons in Egypt, and I don't know whether or not the United States is trying to help in a more smooth power transfer into to the civilian elected power. I believe that on top of the priorities of the United States, not the smooth transmission of the power of power transfer of power, I guess its main interest is to keep and to preserve its high interest in the region and in Egypt, both in the region and Egypt, regardless of the results of that power struggle. I believe that Hillary Clinton, when visiting Egypt, was actually continuing investing the U.S. interest in Egypt and in the region.
Well, U.S. interests would be many probably in Egypt. Let's look at one situation that is happening, and that would be the Rafah crossing that is still closed in Egypt, although there has been a revolution. Now there is a president, a new president in place. How likely is this to take place? Because that would definitely be one of probably the top priorities of the Obama administration, to make sure that that crossing is not open as they basically duplicate what the Israelis want. So do you think that we will be seeing a change in the policies from Cairo regarding something like the Rafah crossing being opened all the time?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear the last part of the question. A change in what?
Do you think that we'll be seeing a change in policy coming out of Cairo, although definitely it would not be in Washington's interest, being that their interest seems to be the Israelis' interest, but do you think it is likely to happen with the new president?
Well, I believe that the top priority of the United States in Egypt and in the region in general, and more specifically in the immediate neighborhood of Egypt, is the relations between Egypt and Israel. And the president, the elected president, have stated clearly before being elected and after being elected that Egypt is going to honor its inheritance of all the treaties, the bilateral treaties, the regional treaties, and international treaties, on condition that the other partner or the other party should honor those agreements. So in that context, I don't believe that the United States is worrying that much about Egypt under the new leadership would dishonor its commitments, its previous commitments.
So if what you said is true, and if the President Morsi definitely continues with, as you said, honoring all treaties, how much do you think that Egypt will actually change? Can we call it then a revolution if it's basically then honoring the same contracts or policies that were established under the Mubarak regime?
Well, there are a lot of things that are changing and will be changed if the power transfer took place in a smooth way. We've already seen many of the key figures of the former regime in jail and being tried, and some of them have been sentenced already. We see a change of power in the sense of that band group of Muslim brothers, you know, its members coming out of jail and taking over power, the executive. We are seeing radical changes, and there are still, in my estimation, more to come on the way. But if we limit those changes only as far as Israel is concerned, I think it's going to be unfair to limit such changes that we expect and aspire to the relations with Israel. And I believe even the relations with Israel will be scrutinized in the near future, in the sense that even the treaty itself is under examination from the key figures, the officials who are running the country nowadays, and it is subject of changes. You know, some of the articles and clauses in that peace treaty are being considered is being considered to be changed and amended in the near future. So actually, we're seeing so many changes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, political analyst out of Cairo, Mr. Yahya Ghanem. And continuing with this World News Bulletin now, Saudi Arabia.